As we welcome, geez, Rich spoke a lot here today, Evan Gardner. We talked to you prior to the game and talked about getting that opportunity to play the other night. To me, you were dialed in tonight, and it's happened right on the very first shot on goal. They had a chance in the slot. Rudolph tried to beat you high glove. You snared it, and it looked right there and then like, hey, I've got this. I'm going to be fine. Did you feel that?
Yeah, I think the confidence has started from last game, coming in, getting some shots and some high-danger chances in that game too, and, you know, just kind of feeling myself. You know, it kind of worked its way into this game, and, yeah, I just felt good right from the jump, and, you know, I was making some big saves for the guys and making some good plays, and, you know, they were cheering me on, so it was a real good game.
The injury you had was one that you have to worry, because when you're crouching down and trying to see, there's traffic. I mean, there's a lot of traffic in front of you at times, and you're trying to see around, and you have to get down in order to make sure you can see the puck. Do you get any sense of doubt at all, or do you feel really confident that everything's good now with you?
No, I mean, I think I can't really have any doubt. Yeah. You know, I don't want those thoughts creeping into the back of my mind, because, you know, that's when things start to happen, and you know, you might even put yourself in a spot to get hurt again from that, just thinking about it. So, you know, I'm just going out there playing my game, you know, just knowing how I felt the last week or so. I know I'm confident in my body holding up. So, yeah.
When you say playing your game, please expand on that a little bit for people who are listening, because they hear that phrase and it's kind of like almost a cliche sort of. When you are on, what's going well? What are you really good at as far as technically goes as a goaltender?
I think just beating the puck on my feet, you know, not starting to slide around and start to chase the game. I find when I'm really on my game, you know, I'm holding my feet, beating pucks on my feet and really taking away the angles and taking away space for the shooters.
Being quiet, maybe, to a degree, because I know there's been goaltenders in the past who are so active in goal, they're from side to side and find themselves out of position at times. If you're quiet, you're staying more square to the puck more often.
Yeah, for sure. I think for me, it's just kind of staying in between my posts. You know, I don't find that I need to really exceed that. You know, I find if I play between my posts, I have a pretty good chance. So
you can tell I played goal about 1,000 years ago. They always told me that, and of course I never listened because I was just all over the place. Just nice to be able to get back in, get a victory in this building. Talk to me about how nice it is to win here against that opponent.
Yeah, obviously it's it feels awesome every time you're here and you win. You know, the fans they're real into it, and, you know, they'll give us a hard time being such a close rival. So it's awesome to kind of shush them and go home with a W. I mean, I was pretty pumped about that. I was getting heckled quite a bit last time we were here at dinner, so that one feels good for sure.
Do you hear them when you're in goal like that?
I mean, sometimes if, you know, there's a good chant going, usually I don't really hear anything, but, I mean, last time when we were out eating, the post game here, had some fans come by and say a few things. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of, and I don't really think about it a lot, but, you know, after a win like that, it feels pretty good.
You shut them up tonight. You'll be able to eat your post game meal in peace. Thanks, Evan.
Thanks,
go have it, and appreciate the time, and all the best to you.
Thank you.
Evan Gardner of the Saskatoon Blades.